Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Any more coffee, Lillian? Right, no problem. Shall I make some more?
Not for me.
Oh, not bother then.
Up to you, Matt.
Anyway, delicious, thanks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, great to have a cooked breakfast for a change.
Yeah, well, I can't be in two places at once, can I?
I never said you could. You finished with the sports section?
I haven't had time to read it.
Could you pass it over then?
How wonderful. To have nothing more to do than sit around reading the paper all day. Actually, you could clear the table and stack the dishwasher. I want to do a bit of shopping before I go to the hospital. There are some things James needs.
Sorry, Lillian. As you well know, actually, I'm very busy.
Really?
Yeah, I've got quite a few calls to make, so leave everything as it is and I'll tidy it up later.
No, forget it. I'll do it myself. I might have known you wouldn't lift a finger to help. It's exactly what I've come to expect.
Amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
Hello, Rory. Morning, Brian.
Morning, Will. How's it all going?
Fine, yeah, it's looking good. Better than I ever thought it would a few weeks ago.
Yeah, pleased to hear it.
Well, you know how much it rained during the summer?
That's a slight exaggeration.
Well, all that rain wasn't only bad for the kids, it was bad for the young birds too. Yeah, we lost quite a few. They did, yeah.
Yeah, well, it was cold too, not just wet.
But Pete and I have worked round the clock to keep the foxes under control, so we've got quite a healthy population of young birds.
Yeah, Will's done a great job, Rory, as you can see.
Yeah, the only problem is there's enough for the November and December shoots, but beyond that, we'll see how it goes, but well, we might have to end the season early in January.
Yeah, well, that would be unfortunate, but it might not make a huge difference with bookings being down.
Yeah. Well, it hasn't picked up then?
Not really, no. With our corporate clients feeling the pinch.
I thought you liked it.
Would you?
Do you know, George was saying exactly the same thing. Yeah, I promised him I'd make sure and get some good photos. I'll give them to your dad to email to you if you like. No problem. Well, he'll be at Apple Day. You'll see him there if you go in.
Oh, look at the workmanship on that fruit bowl, eh, Emma?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Hey, I might have a word with Fletch later. I could take them to me car boots.
Roll up! Roll up!
Dad's drumming up support. It's our cider demonstration soon.
Shall we go, George, and see our great-granddad Joe make cider?
Boring!
What? Look, Jazza's getting ready to drive everyone over there. Don't you want a ride in the trailer?
Could I ride in the tractor instead?
No, you can't.
Come over later.
We're doing this one and another one at 3. Not that there'll be as much cider made this year, mind.
Why?
Yeah, not enough apples, that's why.
We'll maybe see you later then, Joe.
Just a minute, Dad.
What?
I hope you're going to put your teeth in before you talk.
Of course I am.
Well, make sure you do. No one will understand a word you're saying.
Oh, preferency.
Right, Georgie, have you had a go at the apple bobbing yet?
Not yet.
No, we've only just got here.
Oh, there's the longest peel competition and the pin the maggot on the apple. Hey, tell Jim I sent you and he'll give you two goes.
Oh, OK. Do you want to go, Georgie?
What do I do?
Well, four of you have a go at a time. Maybe your mum will join in.
Cheers, Eddie.
And you wear a blindfold, see?
Is there a prize?
George?
A toffee apple for the maggot nearest the middle.
If I don't win, Mum, will you buy me a toffee apple?
No, you've only just had your dinner.
Mum!
Hello, Georgie.
Dad!
Hey. You having a good time, son?
It's okay.
Oh, just okay? Well, we'll have to do something about that then, won't we? How about a toffee apple?
Oh, yeah. Mm.
What? Oh, hang on. Have you eaten your dinner?
Yeah, I ate it all up.
Well, sorted then. But...
Hey, don't leave the little one out.
No, of course not. We can take Kira too. Oh, there must be treats for little ones on the stall, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, Emma?
Yeah, fine.
And who's that dairy of yours getting on in?
All systems go, Joe. We appointed the herd manager last week.
Oh, huh?
Yeah, super chap. A lot of experience of working large herds in Canada.
Ah.
So everything's progressing very nicely.
And what do you make of it all, young'un?
Right, are you ready, Dad?
Oh, huh?
Oh, if you'd like to step over there, Brian. Now, ladies and gents, my older dad here will demonstrate how cider is made from the lovely apples that come from the Grange Farm orchard. And don't forget, before you go back there, there's plenty of membership forms for the exclusive Grundy's Field Cider Club. We meet every week, all through the winter, in our heated clubhouse. You simply pay for your membership and you get as much cider as you like for free. And now, over to Mr. Joe Grundy.
Thank you, Eddie. Now, this is what is known in the trade as an apple scratter. Here, hang on, just a minute.
Good grief.
That's better. Now, when I turns on the scratter, you'll see it reduces them apples to a pulp in seconds.
He said the scratter will pulp the apples.
What's that, Brian?
Nothing, Joe, no, carry on.
Oh. Phone, purse, keys.
Everything you need for James?
Yeah, thanks.
Good. Shop's not too crowded.
The usual for a Sunday.
So, off to the hospital then?
Yeah.
Okay, well, give him my best.
Yeah. All right. Although...
What?
You could always come with me and give him your best in person.
No, I'm sorry, I can't.
I see.
No, I'm really sorry, but I've got a pile of things I need to get on with in the office.
Of course. Work always was your priority, even on a Sunday.
It's not a case of that.
No.
Look, I'm not point scoring, Lillian, but somebody's got to keep the business ticking over.
What? While I just twiddle my thumbs?
No, not at all. But if you're going to keep tearing off to the hospital every 5 minutes, then it means I have to cover everything. You must see that.
Matt, you haven't been to see him at all.
And you haven't done much in the office. Like, it won't be long before I'm seeing him all the time, will it?
I haven't got time for this. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Will, can I have a word?
What's up?
It's about you. Buying the kids that chocolate and toffee apple.
What now?
I just told George he couldn't have one.
Oh. Well, I didn't realise.
You should have asked me first.
I thought I'd be doing you a favour.
Because you didn't think I could afford it?
Well, they seemed a bit pricey for what they were.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Don't be so touchy.
I thought you'd come over and splash the cash in front of everyone.
Everyone? It was just Dad.
Yeah, but still. It's undermining me. Undermining what I tell the kids.
A toffee apple and a chocolate bar? On a day out?
You know what I mean.
Listen, Emma. You're not the only one who has charge of George. And I'm not going to ask your permission first about every tiny thing I do for him.
You had a fair few punters there, eh, Dad?
Mm.
Go down well, then, you talk.
Mm.
Oh, were anybody new sign up for the cider club?
Mm.
Which bit of the cider demo went down the best then, would you say? You've not got your teeth in, have you?
No.
Oh, flipping heck, Dad, how many times?
You know about catches on that ulcer. How good is it?
I know. And you can take them out again the minute you set off home.
Oh.
But while you're here, it gives everybody the wrong impression of us. Put them back in.
All right, all right, Fitch.
Where?
Oh, come on, hurry up. We can catch them punters before Jazza drives them back to the orchard. Give them a bit more patter about the cider club. Well?
We can't find them.
What do you mean you can't find them? Oh, check your jacket lining in case you've got holes in your pockets and they've fallen through.
Oh, yeah, so you must have dropped on the floor.
Oh, I can't see them. Oh, but look, just think a minute. Reconstruct your movements.
Hey?
Oh, you know, like Columbo or somebody. Where were you stood and what were you doing when you took them out?
Let's see. I was here, next to the apple stretcher.
Right.
No. They're definitely not in here.
Well, what did you do next?
I was talking about the apples getting chopped to a pulp, and I... Oh.
What?
Well, I leant over like this.
Oh, Dad, don't tell me.
Oh, Eddie.
Oh, not the apple scratcher.
They've been crushed to smithereens.
Oh, flipping heck. A side of bacon's one thing, a rat even, but a set of false teeth in that cider.
Well, you know what you can think about?
Oh.
It was ice at all with no teeth.
You got your spares?
Yeah, they're too big.
Oh, never mind about that. Listen, Dad, you'll have to keep your mouth shut. Don't smile and don't say anything to anyone. The last thing we need is word getting out. Oh, I'm not having Jim dock our cider allocation.
Here we can see the second... Hiya,
mate. Yeah, earlier than I thought.
Yeah.
So, how was James?
Tired, short-tempered and very uncomfortable.
Yeah?
It's been 3 days and they still haven't fitted the plaster. I hope there isn't a problem. You know what hospitals are like at the weekend. You can't get hold of a consultant for love nor money.
Yeah, true.
I just wish there was something I could do to help him.
Sounds like he was hard work.
Of course he's hard work. He's in pain.
Yeah, I know, but he's probably...
Poor darling.
Look, don't worry. I know he's in pain, but he was probably playing it up a bit.
He was not.
Okay.
What are you saying exactly?
I just mean don't take it to heart, because he was probably... putting it on a bit to get your sympathy.
How could you?
I'm trying to make you feel better.
I'd never have guessed.
I don't want you to worry.
How can I not?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Next you'll be saying you'll be all right to go straight back to London.
No, of course I won't.
Because I'm not changing my mind about him staying, if that's what you're angling for.
I'm not. You've made that very clear.
He's coming straight home here as soon as he's been discharged. And he'll stay until he's better.
So, here's a list for you. Everything it takes to step into my managerial shoes.
Oh, great. Thanks, Kenton. Yeah.
Well, lots of it's stuff you've already done here over the summer.
Oh, well, yeah, the admin side. Stuff like inventory, ordering, cashing up, banking. Yeah, the day-to-day things. I'm cool with all of that.
Yeah, and then there's all the customer care side. Can't put that down on paper. And you're brilliant at it.
Do you think so?
What? Everybody loves your easy manner.
It's nice of you.
Yeah, well, I'm only saying what's true.
Well, but there's stuff down here that I'm not so good at.
What? Such as?
Well, some of these cocktails for a start.
Well, I can give you a tutorial if you like, you know, lend you my books.
And wine! You know, I know nothing about wine.
Well, what do you need to know?
Well, you know, recommending which wine for which dish, that sort of thing.
It's a bistro, it's not the Ivy. Mm. You could always do a course. In fact, say that. Don will be impressed.
You think so?
Yeah, definitely. But don't worry, Fallon.
Yeah.
No, just be yourself.
That's what everyone says.
Yeah, well, it's true.
Isn't there something else that you can tell me? Like, to give me the edge?
Like what?
Well, I don't know. Something specific to Jax.
Well, there aren't any insider secrets. Well, nothing I can think of.
Oh.
But I will tell you what gives you the edge.
What?
It's that creativity. That energy and those ideas that you're always coming up with. Naomi hasn't got that creative spark.
Hasn't she?
No. That's what makes you special. And Jax is your chance to put all of that into action. It's the perfect place for all your ideas. You and Jax, perfect fit.
Thanks, Kenton.
You suck it to him.
I hope you're right.
Well, good luck. Yeah, so do I.
And have you got any of those gorgeous organic truffles?
The chocolate ones or the mushroom ones?
Chocolate. They're for James.
Oh, how is he?
Oh, getting more fed up by the day.
Oh, it's rubbish being in hospital, isn't it? Small or large, the chucks?
Oh, large, please. Then I won't feel so guilty about helping him eat them.
Okay. When's he coming out?
Today, all being well. They're putting the full plaster on his leg this afternoon.
Oh, poor thing. A friend of mine came off his motorbike and had his leg in plaster. Took him ages to learn how to walk with crutches. Is that everything?
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
Mind you, it didn't stop him going to the pub or a party.
James won't let it cramp his style. He'll be staying at the Dow House for the foreseeable future.
Oh, we all need our mums at times like these. Oh, hi, Fallon.
Hey. Good luck with your interview, Fallon.
Thanks.
So, how are you feeling?
Oh, don't ask.
You'll be fine. Better than fine, you'll be great.
Oh, wish I hadn't come into town so early now.
Well, the waiting's the worst part. Once you're in there answering their questions, you'll really get into it and your nerves will just melt away.
But suppose they ask me something and my mind goes blank.
It won't. Anyway, they can't expect you to know everything.
But that's the thing, you know, the pub, it's very different from Jack's.
Well, put a positive spin on it. Right. Tell them managing the bull is what motivated you to challenge yourself.
But why should they give the job to me when Naomi has already got that experience?
Because she's a pain in the bum.
Yeah, but she's good with the customers, and that's what counts.
Not all that counts. She's bossy, up herself. She comes down on the tiniest mistake like a ton of bricks and treats us like we were very dim 4-year-olds. Hey, you'd be a dream to work for. She was a flipping nightmare.
Really?
Yes, really. Listen to me. Jim and Donna'd be mad to give the job to her. Trust me, it won't happen.
Yeah, but what the staff think of her and what Don and Jim think of her might be two different things. Kirsty, I really need to get this job. Not just for me.
I know.
And if Naomi comes across as capable and efficient and professional, plus her experience of actually running Jack's, she'll be a shoo-in.
This is outrageous.
Oh, darling, I'm sure it won't be much longer now.
That's what you said an hour ago.
Look, if the porter doesn't arrive to take you down within the next half hour, I'll ask the sister to chase him up.
I just can't see what the hold-up is.
No, I don't understand either.
Priority for the operating theatre, I could understand. But this is just a simple leg plaster. Or so you'd think.
I just don't know how the system works.
Oh, and the damn thing hurts like hell. Can you ask the nurse if I can have some more painkillers, Ma?
Well, when was the last time you had them?
How do I know?
All right, darling, all right.
My day is only punctuated by the sound of some idiot on TV building, making over or selling a house. And by the delivery of meals.
Oh, no, it's terribly boring for
you. And even then, oh, Ma, the food.
Well, never mind, because I bought some lovely treats from Ambridge Organics to cook for you when you come home to the Dow House.
Oh, great. Not roast and tofu spread.
Nothing like that. Now, look. Truffles.
Oh, thanks.
Shall I open them?
Not just now.
Oh, all right.
It's not just the food, Ma. I've got so many things I need to be getting on with.
I know, darling.
I've written some lists. Could you,
These?
Thanks. This is a list of everything in my car. Could you go over to the car pound? Here's the address and a letter authorising you to retrieve everything. Could you?
Yes, of course.
And make sure it's all there. I don't want anyone filching anything, then pretending it must have got lost in the crash.
James.
Well, I know what people are like. Oh, and this is a list of things I'll need from my London flat.
Oh.
Well, if I'm to stay with you for Lord knows how long, I'm going to need clothes and other things.
Yes. Yes, I just hadn't thought.
You can drive down for the day, can't you, Ma?
Yes. Yes, of course.
I'd suggest the train, but there's far too much for you to lug from the taxi to the platform.
Yes, so I see.
And, I wonder if you could pop into Borchester this afternoon.
Now?
Well, just before the shop shuts. For these.
But...
Well, if I'm going to come home with you today, I'll need something to wear.
Yes, yes, of course.
Thanks, Ma. You're one in a million.
Oh, James.
Now, be an angel and chase up the porter, would you?
Yes, all right.
Oh, and some more painkillers?
Fine.
Oh, the sooner I'm out of here, the better.
How did it go then?
Still haven't been called in.
Really? Oh, poor you. How long have you been waiting?
Oh, about 20 minutes. They must have loads to discuss about Naomi.
Oh, they're probably just having a coffee or something.
Yeah, maybe.
So, Cruella's had her interview then.
Is that what you call her?
It's what I call her to myself.
Yes, she's come out with a big grin all over her face. Proper cat that got the cream.
Oh, don't take any notice of that. I know what she's like. It'd be typical of her to play mind games with you, to try and put you off.
Yeah, that's what I've been telling myself.
Oh, come on, Fallon, forget about her. Just focus on the interview.
Yeah. You know, Jim's on my side, I think, anyway. Although I'm sure he'll try and be impartial.
See? You're halfway there already.
Yeah.
That's my girl. Go on, knock him dead. You can do it.
Okay.
Look, give me a call as soon as you come out, yeah? Mm. Let me know how it went.
Yeah, I will.
Good luck.
Ow!
Oh, are you all right, darling?
No. Ow! Oh. The plaster's really digging into my thigh.
Oh, you poor thing.
I'm never going to get comfortable.
Do try and get a good night's sleep.
You are joking, aren't you? Just get me out of here.
Now, you know I can't.
Can't you ask that pretty blonde to take my temperature again? Maybe it's gone down.
They won't discharge you now. In any case, it's too late.
Oh, I have a damn good mind to discharge myself.
Now, you mustn't do anything of the sort. How would we cope if you did have some kind of infection?
Yes, all right, I know.
And the last thing we need is for you to be rushed back in here, or for the sake of an extra day or two.
Right, yes, I get it.
It's the second time the sister's given me that look. Look, I'd better go.
Ow!
Oh, darling.
I'll be all right.
Is there anything that you need for tomorrow?
I could do with a shave.
Yes, now, good idea. I'm sure you'll feel much more human once you've tidied yourself up.
My electric shaver's in the car, in the pound, if it's still working. Yeah.
Well, if it isn't, I'll buy you a new one. And I'll bring you some clean pyjamas, too.
Thanks, Ma.
You're welcome, darling. Now, you try and get some sleep.
Let's hope they let me out tomorrow, eh? Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't wait to come and stay with you. No one looks after me like you do, Ma.
Bye-bye, darling. Now, look, you ring me if you need anything.
Will do.
Hello?
Lillian, hi.
Paul, what a surprise.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I haven't heard from you since last Thursday. I was beginning to worry.
I know, I'm sorry, I should have phoned.
No. How's James?
Look, if you could ring me back in about 10 minutes, I'll be back in my car and I'll tell you all about it.
But he's okay?
Yes. Thanks so much for asking.
Hey, Fallon! How did it go?
I've no idea.
No?
Well, I think it got better towards the end. And I managed to get some good things in.
Oh, well, that's good.
And Jim was making encouraging noises, smiling and nodding.
Oh, great. What about Don?
He was totally inscrutable.
Oh.
I don't know whether he just didn't like me, Canton, or...
No!
But... any time I looked at him when I was answering a question, it just felt like... I don't know, like what I was saying was being swallowed up into some black hole.
Oh. Well, that surprises me.
Well, yeah, it surprised me a bit too. It's really off-putting.
Yeah, well, I imagine it would be.
He didn't do anything to seem encouraging. He didn't smile or anything. In fact, he didn't seem interested in anything that I had to say.
Well, he's just trying to do everything by the book, that's all.
Also, maybe he was going through the motions then. Maybe he'd already made up his mind after Naomi's interview.
What? No, he's just a bit of an officious type.
Well, whatever they decide, at least they're not going to keep us waiting.
When will you find out?
Oh, I'll know by tomorrow morning, one way or another.
Sorry, Hayley. Oh, sorry.
It's my fault. I should have put the change away before I came out.
One of those mornings, is it?
Thanks. You can say this.
Sorry. And it's only 9 o'clock as well.
Oh, no. Is that the time? I knew I was going to be late today, all days.
Why? What's so special about today?
We've got this consultant in at Lower Loxley.
Oh, yeah? What's that all about?
He's putting everything under the microscope.
Oh, right. I think that's the lot.
Thank you. They're seeing what works and what doesn't, what makes money.
All right.
Yeah, he's talking to everybody and scrutinising everything. He's coming to talk to me today. Just hope I'm not the first on his list.
All the best, then. Hope it goes okay, Hayley.
Gosh.
So? Come on, tell me.
Yes. Yeah, they've offered me the job on a 3-month trial.
Oh, congratulations. Fallon, well done. That is fantastic news.
I can't believe it. I'm going to go and tell Mum.
Well, before you dash off...
What?
Did Don say what swung it?
Oh, well, he said that they were both impressed with some of the ideas I come up with for promotions and special evenings.
What did I tell you?
And Don said that he was particularly impressed by my warmth and charm.
See, there you go.
Seriously, Kenton, you'd never have guessed that at the interview.
No, I always knew that you could do it.
Wow. Just think. You're now speaking to the new manager of Jack's Cafe Bar.
Yeah. So, all changed then.
Yeah. I only have a few more shifts here. And that'll be that.
Yeah, likewise for me in reverse.
That'd be weird.
Come on, let's go and find your mum.
Okay.
Yeah, then, as soon as Frieda and Reese get here, we'll open a bottle of bubbly and have a proper toast.
Oh.
What? Don't you fancy that?
Yeah. Yeah, later, maybe.
Later?
Well, I just want to keep it low-key for the moment, until I've told everyone individually, if that's okay with you.
Hi, Bran. I've been trying to get hold of you.
Sorry, I was talking to Hayley. Roy's had his interview with the consultant today.
Ah, how did it go? Did she say?
She can't tell. No one will know anything until the guy's finished his investigations and written his report.
Right. Bren...
It must be horrible trying to justify your own job to some outsider.
Yeah. Well, I hope it goes okay for them.
Yeah, me too.
Listen, what are you doing later?
Later when?
Lunchtime.
Oh, I was just going to get a sandwich from the shop and eat at my desk. Why?
How do you fancy a pub lunch in the Bull?
Oh, I don't know. Matt's like a bear with a sore head at the moment, and he's given me loads of Lillian's work to do.
You're entitled to a lunch break.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want Matt taking whatever's bugging him out on me just for being a few minutes late.
What about 12 till 1? I promise you'll be back at your desk by 10 past.
What's the big deal?
We've got to come up with those ideas for the food company.
Oh, right, yeah.
Those extra Christmas orders would be really useful. And you don't get an offer handed to you on a plate like that every day.
True. Oh, you'd never guess.
What?
James is coming to stay at the Dower House.
Oh, is he?
Yep.
Well, it's not that surprising, is it? I mean, he couldn't very well manage on his own in London.
Yeah, but he's going to be stuck here until his leg's better now.
I'd heard about the accident, and I can see it might be a bit awkward for you.
It's a nightmare. James, I mean. Well, and the accident, but James, mostly.
Yeah. Listen, can you mull over this Christmas novelty idea? And while you're at your computer this morning, could you maybe just Google a few keywords? See if you get any inspiration.
Yeah, okay. But you do know what I'm saying, Tom, don't you?
About...
James, it could be weeks. Months, even.
Well...
Of course, I'll avoid him like the plague, but it won't be easy, will it? It's going to be total misery.
All right, Kenton.
Oh, hi, Reese.
Do you need a hand?
No, I've got it, thanks.
All right. Is Fallon around?
Yeah, somewhere.
Right. I might have a wander then.
Oh, okay.
See if I can find what she's up to.
Yeah, well, you do that. Good idea.
Brenda, over here. One lime and lemonade. Slice of lemon, no ice. There you go.
Oh, thank you.
And a menu. I would have ordered you lunch too, but I didn't know what you'd fancy today.
I'm quite hungry, but needs to be quick. What are you having, Tom?
Beef and horseradish sandwich.
Okay, me too. Mm-hmm.
So, did you get a chance to have a think about the Christmas food idea?
Oh, I've been busy, sorry.
Oh, okay, fine. We can start thinking about it now, then.
Oh, you too. How's it going, all right?
Oh, mad busy, as per. You?
Yeah, I've been having a bit of practice, running my Shakespeare, you know? Mm. The one the new Fallon are doing for Linda.
Oh, great.
Are you, you in it?
Not so far. I'm sure we'll get roped in somewhere along the line.
Oh, Linda's like that.
So what are you two doing? I only know Midsummer Night's Dream and Macbeth.
Oh, shh, shh, shh.
What?
Do not say the M word anywhere near Linda.
What, Macbeth?
Tom.
Sorry, couldn't resist.
No, we're doing a bit from Much Ado About Nothing.
So what's it about?
Well, it's about two people who think they're, like, polar opposites, but really they're suited to one another.
Oh, like when Harry met Sally?
Yeah, a bit.
I just don't get that.
What?
Oh, that whole opposites attract thing. I mean, if you don't have anything in common, how's it going to work long term?
It's just a rom-com thing.
No, I think they do have lots in common, but just don't want to admit it to each other.
Mm, sounds a bit complicated to me.
Yeah, but that's the point. Or there'd be no story. Anyway, I only came over for your orders.
Yes, right. Two beef and horseradish sandwiches, please.
Perfect. Crisps and side salad?
No. Yeah. Salad but no crisps.
It's okay. I'll eat hers.
Okay. I'll leave you to sort that one out for yourself. Can I get you any drinks?
I'm okay for now.
Me too, thanks. Oh, hi, Fallon.
Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
Are you okay, yeah?
I'm fine, thanks. Rhys, mm-hmm. Can I have a word with you after you've given Frieden their orders?
Yeah, fine. I'll be with you in a sec, right?
Catch up with you in a bit.
Yeah, it's okay, Fallon. Carry on. Maybe she's got some news.
I'm sure she'll tell you later. Come on, let's sit down over there. Now, what do you think about chipolatas?
Brenda!
Sorry.
Be serious.
Well, chipolatas are hardly a novelty food for Christmas, are they?
Okay, maybe not. Black pudding or haggis?
Isn't haggis made from sheep, though?
What about salami?
Don't you have to hang them for months to dry out or something?
If all you're going to do is criticise my ideas...
I'm not.
Come on, then. You make some suggestions.
Okay.
Ugh. What now?
No, I was just remembering those awful Christmas pud things you brought out once for Christmas.
What?
Those horrible Swedish Christmas pud-shaped sausages.
Oh, them.
Yeah, Dad brought some home. Me and Roy still have nightmares about eating them.
Oh, thanks a lot.
You've got to admit, they were unusual.
Actually, they sold really well in Underwoods.
Did they?
Yes, they did.
What, to people trying to see off their boss? Or get revenge on a neighbour from hell?
Okay, fair enough. But I need some good ideas, and soon.
Oh, chill out. We'll think of something sooner or later.
We've not got that long, Brenda.
Oh, Fallon, I'm really sorry.
Sorry? What about?
That you didn't get the job.
Oh, but I did get it.
Oh. All right, but you look... Sorry, my mistake. Just that you looked a bit, you know...
Worse?
Well, I don't know. Just ignore me. Sorry. I'm talking rubbish. So you got it, yeah?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well done.
Thanks.
Come here. When's your last shift here?
Well, Mum suggested that Kenton and me have a handover week next week, so I can get up to speed with Jax, and then I'll start there the week after.
So soon?
Well, Kenton can't wait to start working here. Don and Jim don't mind when it happens, so... Well, may as well get on with it.
Yeah.
So you'll just have Jamie to tease now, when he's around in the kitchen.
Ah, he's staying then, is he? I thought he was working for Mike, no?
Oh, it's just part-time.
Ah, won't be the same, though.
No.
Hey, but I bet you can't wait to get stuck in over there, eh?
Oh, no. Well,
I'm looking forward to it, obviously, but I wouldn't have minded staying here, Dongo.
Yeah. No, it's going to be really strange, you not being here. You know, after the summer and everything.
Yeah, I know.
But never mind. It's not like we never see each other ever again, is it?
No.
I mean, I only live on the road and you live here, where I work.
Yes. You can't get rid of me that easily.
Oh. No, seriously, though. Well done.
Oh, well, thank you for all the encouragement.
Ah, it's no problem. You are perfect for the job. It'll be great.
Yeah, it will.
Hi, Hayley.
Brenda, can you do me the most massive favour?
If I can. What's up?
Can you pick Abby up from school for me?
Oh.
Yeah, I know you're busy, but you won't have to look after her. You can bring her straight to Lower Loxley. Elizabeth said Lily will play with her. Can you do it? Please?
Yeah, of course I will. Oh. I'm sure I'll be okay to nip out for half an hour.
You're a lifesaver.
Has something happened?
No, everything's fine. It's just that Mr. Simpson, the consultant...
Oh, yeah, what's he said?
Nothing. He hasn't got round to interviewing me yet.
Oh.
And it'll look bad on me if the minute he comes to talk to me, I've swanned off to pick Abby up.
Well, it's hardly swanning off, is it?
But he won't understand how I work. He'll just think I'm slacking, that I haven't got anything to do.
I'm sure he wouldn't. Anyway, that's not what his job's about.
I know what you're saying, Brenda, but you don't know what it's like here.
No, I can imagine.
Everyone feels like he's watching their every little move.
Ugh.
No one knows what he'll end up recommending. Anyone could be for the chop.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And it's worse for me and Roy. Suppose he recommends doing away with both our jobs. Then what will we do?
Emma?
Hi, Dad.
Ah, everything okay, love?
Yeah, fine, thanks.
Only you look miles away there.
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Ah, there's Grandad's favourite little girl, eh? Yeah. Oh, you brought Bunny shopping today, have you? I was hoping to have a quick word with your mum.
She's just gone to look for some biscuits. Mm-hmm. She'll be back in a minute.
Oh, well, I'll hang on then.
What do you reckon, Dad? Is it more economical to buy Kira's nappies here, where they cost a bit more, or drive to the supermarket?
Oh, blimey, you've asked me something there.
Oh, don't worry.
Well, it's probably as broad as it is long with your car.
Oh, no, I wasn't hinting or anything.
No, I know you weren't. Go on.
No, I can't take 20 quid.
Of course you can. Here, buy the nappies and put some petrol in.
No, honestly, Dad, you and Mum have done enough already with that money you gave me last week.
That was for you, for a special occasion.
But still.
I hope we're not going to have words about this, young lady.
No, please, Dad.
At least let me buy the nappies, then.
Okay.
Everybody knows how expensive kids are these days.
Okay. And thanks. I have to hurry. I'm leaving Kira with Nick for a couple of hours.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. I got a call from Lower Loxley. They were desperate for someone to fill in at the Orangery. Last minute. Couldn't find anyone else and Nick offered.
Ah. Yeah. Listen, why don't you and Ed and the kids come to ours for tea after you've done your stint, eh?
Tonight?
Yeah, since your mum's working the late shift. I'll have to cook a proper meal if you do come.
Hello, Neil Carter.
Oh, hello, Joe. You'll be saving me from beans on toast in front of the news.
Okay, thanks.
Good. Right. Look forward to that.
Afternoon, Ruth Archer.
After...
We'll give him some.
Afternoon, Joe.
No, before you says anything, these are my second best teeth.
Right. I see.
Not really comfy, but beggars can't be choosers.
No, maybe not.
Oh, no, some has said they're an improvement.
Ooh, they're certainly different.
Now, you've hit the nail on the head there.
Have I?
Because I reckon if I was in America, I'd blend in.
Would you?
Nah, because Americans is more used to people having white teeth.
All right, then.
Oh, right.
Now, what do you reckon all this is, then, here?
Oh, it's a collection point for the food bank in Borchester.
Oh, I see, yeah. Oh, well, it seems folks have been generous, then.
Yeah, they have. Now, custard cream.
All right, Joe. Hi, Emma.
Hello, hey. Young Emma. Over there by the lemon puffs.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Joe. Look after your teeth, then.
Yeah, I will. I reckon maybe they makes me look younger and all. What do you think, Kira, love, eh?
What's that?
My teeth. Take a closer look, eh? Ain't they grand? You wonder what happened there, then.
Iftikhar, thanks so much for getting back to me.
That's okay, Elizabeth. How can I help you?
Well, I was wondering, do you ever do after-school tuition?
Yeah, on and off. When someone asks me to, really. Usually when there's an exam coming up, that sort of thing.
Oh, I see.
Did you have someone in mind?
Well, it's for my son, Freddie. He broke his collarbone recently.
Ouch.
Yes, he came off a horse. Anyway, he had to take some time off school, and he's fallen a bit behind.
Well, it happens.
The thing is, maths never was his strong suit, really, so he's struggling to catch up on his own.
Right. Well, how old is he?
He's 12, nearly 13.
Okay. And you'd see this as ongoing?
Well, I haven't really thought it through. I was just sounding you out.
Oh, that's fine. He might not need much to catch up.
Maybe not.
Anyway, it sounds like something I could take on. Have you and Freddie discussed it?
Oh, not really.
Well, there's no problem with my tutoring him in principle, but I would like to have a chat with both of you before agreeing for definite.
Oh, yeah, well, of course.
Would that be okay?
Yes, of course.
But then he can tell you if he's up for it. No point doing it if he's reluctant.
That makes sense. Okay, well, I'll talk to Freddie tonight after supper and get back to you after that.
That's fine. You've got my mobile number.
I have.
Okay, we'll speak later then.
Thanks, Iftikhar. Bye. Yes?
Hi, am I disturbing you?
Emma, come in.
Oh, thanks.
And thank you so much for helping out this afternoon. It's a great relief to Lorna.
Oh, it's no problem.
It was very good of you, considering the late notice.
No, honestly, I really enjoyed it.
Well, that's nice.
I'd forgotten how much I used to like working in the orangery.
So, can we call on you again, then?
Yeah, of course. When?
Oh, I meant if we ever need someone at short notice.
Oh.
Sorry.
What? Just the odd hour, here and there, would be great.
I'd love to, but we're having to tighten our belts, I'm afraid. That's why I've had to bring in a consultant.
I highly said.
I'm sorry, Emma.
That's okay.
Times are hard for everyone at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
There's a couple of them looking a bit lame, David.
Okay. Just a sec.
The tops have done their bit anyway. Fingers crossed that come the spring.
Yeah, well, nothing we can do either way about that. Mm. Which ones?
Here. So?
Yeah, the rake's patchy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we were late sorting it.
Well, it could be that. Or it could be the pigeons taking the young shoots. Other than that, all looking good.
And how was Adam?
Yeah, he's quite chipper, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, now that they've got the basic structure of the AD plant in place, he's getting quite excited about it all.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, I suppose it's some compensation for him.
Yep.
Here you go.
Thanks. Yep, you're all right.
Go on. And this one here.
All right.
Go on.
Yeah. Well, it's great to see him back on form there.
Dad?
What?
Is there enough apple pie for me to take a slice home for Ed?
Yeah, I think so. Isn't he coming for his tea, then?
No, he wants to finish off laying that hardcore in the lane tonight. Oh. He won't be done for ages.
Oh, fair enough.
He'll be shattered when he gets home.
Oh. Do you want to take the rest of these sausages, too, for him?
No, it's fine.
We might as well. It'll be out of date in a few days. The Toms!
Well, if you're sure.
Well, I won't get round to eating them.
Okay, thanks.
Emma?
Yeah?
How are you managing in general?
Fine.
You sure?
Oh, well, you know, wheels being a bit of a pain. There's nothing new there.
You would say if you needed anything.
We don't. Honestly, Dad, you've no need to worry about us. We're okay.
So what did Freddy say?
Well, he wasn't exactly over the moon about the idea.
No surprises there.
No, but he's actually quite looking forward to meeting you.
Really?
He's heard lots of good things about you from his cousin Daniel, apparently.
Oh, Daniel, of course.
Yeah, he's been telling Freddy all about the cricket.
Yeah, Daniel was already quite good, but he came on in leaps and bounds over the season.
Yes, I believe.
And he's invited me to his 18th birthday barbecue next month, which was nice of him.
Oh, did he? Well, we'll all be there too.
Quite a big do, I gather.
Yep, he's got loads of friends coming, and the family's not small. So, anyway, when would you like to have a chat with Freddie and me?
Well, I'm afraid I can't next week. It's half term and I'm going away for a few days. Let's have a look. How is 2 weeks today for you?
Yes, that's fine.
After school? About 5?
Perfect. Shall we come to you?
No. Would it be okay if I came over there?
Of course.
I'll be interested to see Lower Loxley.
And when he grinned at me, I didn't know whether to smile back or run for the hills. We talk about the big bad wolf.
Or the weedy wily wolf, at any rate.
And the colour. Good grief.
I know, they're practically fluorescent.
Yeah.
He's been telling everyone they're American teeth.
That's what he told Ruth. I said, well, if Joe's got Tom Cruise's teeth, let's hope Tom Cruise didn't end up with Joe's.
Is it you collecting bonfire wood this year?
Yep.
I got a fair bit of old fencing you can have.
Oh, OK, well, I can pick it up tomorrow morning, first thing.
Yeah, whenever.
I've got to give Josh a lift over to Willow Farm. Anyway, he's going to give Phoebe a hand with the hens.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, well, keeps him occupied. And as long as it doesn't interfere with his homework, you know. Look who's coming over. Try and keep a straight face.
Evening, Joe.
Evening, all.
All up. How are you chewing? Sorry, doing.
you can laugh. Making fun of an old man.
Oh, just teasing, Joe. Come on, take a pew.
Come on then, Joe. What's the story behind these dentures then? What happened to your normal set?
We lost them on Apple Day.
Oh, did you?
Which is fitting in a way.
Oh, yeah?
Because apples is the one thing you can't eat without teeth.
Fair point.
So you might say it was the apples getting their own back.
What?
How'd you make that out?
Because being with the apples is how they got smashed in the smithereens.
Smashed?
Well, no, it might be under the tractor. Well, it's how they got smashed up into bits. They might not have got smashed up at all.
Oh, no. Make your mind up, Joe.
Yeah, you know, because in fact, we don't know what happened to my teeth. They might very well turn up good as new, safe and sound, in some place where I've completely forgotten where I had put them.
Hang on.
So there you are.
Well, where?
Steady, Joe.
I'll say goodnight and I'll be on my way.
Joe, do you need a lift?
No, thanks, David Archer. Oh, you got a lift already. Put that there.
What on earth was all that about?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Apples getting their own back on his teeth. What? Oh. You don't think
I'd probably best not to think about it.
Well, don't just stand there staring, for heaven's sake. Give me a hand. All right, keep your wig on.
Oh,
Oh, I'll never get used to these stupid crutches.
Sit him down on the chair by the coat stand, Matt.
Excuse me, he is still here, and he is not a child.
I know, darling, sorry.
Easy.
I'll get your things.
No, it's all right, I'll bring them in, Lillian. Oh,
thanks. My bags.
It's okay, I've got it.
They're in the porch. I've got your room all ready for you, James.
I'm not going to spend all day up there.
No, of course not.
I'd be bored to tears. It's going to be bad enough as things are.
Well, I'm sure once you get used to your crutches, you won't feel quite so much like a prisoner.
How long is that going to take?
I suppose that depends on how much you practice.
Here you are.
Oh, thank you.
Any chance of a decent cup of coffee, Ma?
Yes, yes, of course. Matt?
No, not for me, thanks.
And I'll put the machine on.
Yeah. You know, you're a lucky boy. You do know that, James.
Lucky? Look at me.
Yeah, there's a lot of people would be on their own in your circumstances. And here's you with Lillian running around after you.
She has been marvellous, it's true.
Well, don't you forget it.
And she's right. I do need to lie down for a bit. I'm going to my room.
You'll be my guest.
Oh. How the hell am I expected to get up those stairs?
On your backside, son.
Oh, great.
It's the only way. And just remember, I'm not your servant, okay? And neither is your mother. So keep your orders to a minimum, keep yourself out from under her feet, and keep yourself busy.
Doing what exactly?
Well, you've got some time on your hands. Maybe you can come up with another bestseller, hey?
Dear me, poor Joe.
Don't tell me. Teeth.
I know. Have you seen them?
Happily, no.
I was quite startled when he smiled at me in the shop.
Oh, dear.
He's going to the dentist next week to get a new set.
And not before time.
No.
So, what have you got planned for Jack today?
Well, Jennifer and Rory came over yesterday.
Rory?
Yes, he's getting a bit bored. None of the other children are on half term yet, apparently.
Oh, I see. Sorry, I interrupted you.
Well, Jennifer and Rory helped me in the garden.
All right.
Jennifer and I divided some of the herbaceous plants and replanted them. And Rory swept up all the leaves.
Uh-huh.
So I've got a selection of different autumn leaves and some berries in here. Jack and I can look at the colours and shapes and feel the textures. I'll tell him all about them.
Oh, he'll enjoy that.
Yes, he will. And thanks for giving me a lift to the Laurels, by the way.
That's no trouble.
Well, it's very good of you. You're off to pick up the meal samples, you said.
Yep. It's the first time we've had a proper professional batch made. Brenda and I are trying them out tonight.
And these are the meals for the holiday cottages?
That's it. Visitors pre-order them. Saves them having to cook all the time.
Well, do let me know how you get on.
Yeah, of course I will. They've also asked Brenda and me to come up with an idea for something a bit special for Christmas. And they'll make and market that for us too.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. So far, though, we've drawn a blank.
What sort of idea are they looking for?
They suggested some kind of novelty idea. Something a bit different that they could easily sell.
A novelty food idea?
I know. Not easy, is it?
A nice ham always goes down well. You could create a variation on the usual honey and mustard glaze. But it doesn't grab you, as they say.
It's got to be something that really stands out from all the usual Christmas fare.
Well, speaking as a cook with plenty of experience of preparing the Christmas family meals, the thing we're most in need of is time.
Well, if I could package time, Gran, and sell it in 24-hour portions...
Yes,
and...
I know, you'd be a billionaire.
Yeah.
But I wasn't thinking of it quite so literally.
Huh? What then?
What about marketing these same meals of yours to busy cooks in the run-up to Christmas?
Oh.
Delicious, ready in minutes, leaving the cook plenty of time to concentrate on the preparations for Christmas Day.
Gran, you are a legend.
Oh,
you all right, James?
Hang on.
Is that the insurance people?
I might get through to a human this side of Christmas if I'm lucky.
Oh, dear.
James, you know, you should be sleeping. You're as pale as a ghost.
I want to get everything sorted.
Darling, there's no hurry over any of this. The car isn't going anywhere.
Thanks for reminding me, Ma.
I'm sorry, darling. Oh,
you couldn't bring me another coffee, could you, please?
Are you sure? You'll never sleep if you're full of caffeine.
It doesn't affect me. I'll be fine.
All right, then.
You're an angel. Ma?
Yes?
Sorry, could you just pass me my briefcase before you go downstairs?
Yeah, of course.
Sorry. Damn crutches.
I know.
Hello. Yes, I'll start by giving you my policy number. It's 8... Hello? Hello? Oh, for the love of... Ma?
Yes, James?
Damn battery's dead. Could you find my charger, please, and plug it in?
Absolutely genius idea. Good for Peggy.
I know.
Now turn on the oven, Tom, would you?
Yep, okay.
I mean, because they're organic and so wholesome, what we're selling is a guilt-free, so therefore stress-free, solution for the woman.
Or man, Brenda.
Yeah, but it's usually a woman. A man wouldn't stress about it in the same way.
No, fair point.
Yeah, for the woman who wants to give her family the best but just can't spare the time.
And the beauty is we don't have to test something new all over again.
Yeah. When we'd have found time for that, I've no idea.
So it'll be easy to launch them for the Christmas market.
Mm. Oh, do you know what we've forgotten?
This?
Oh, well done. Let's open it and have a glass now. Oh, I can't wait to see what they're like.
So, since they've got some great offers on, I thought maybe we could go together.
Really?
Ulterior motive. There's a great pub a couple of miles further on. We could have lunch. What do you think?
Oh, dear. Oh, perhaps.
Hey, no, you don't. Mm? I'll clear the supper things away. You go and put your feet up and switch the news on for us. I'll be through in a minute.
Ma!
No, Lillian, you're shattered. Sit there.
No, just see what he wants. What is it, James? Have you had a nice rest?
Absolutely. You were right. I was more tired than I realised.
Well, I didn't want to disturb you. Are you hungry?
Is it okay if I have supper in here, on a tray?
Yeah, hang on a minute.
Yes, darling, of course it is.
I'll sit here, I think. Don't mind, do you, Matt?
No.
Let's rest your leg on this.
Thanks, Ma. You couldn't pass me the remote, could you?
Yeah, here.
But I'll see you later.
Matt?
Sorry, Lillian. Got some emails to catch up with in the office.
Look, lean forward, James. Let me stick these cushions behind your back.
Oh, that's fine.
Whiskey?
Oh, you're spoiling me, Ma.
There we are.
Thanks. Cheers.
Right. I'm just going to go out in the garden for a quick ciggy, and then I'll get you your supper.
Oh.
Hello, Lillian.
Paul.
Can you talk?
Yeah, I can.
I didn't want to disturb you.
No, you're not.
Good. How are you doing, Lillian?
How am I doing? Darling, how long have you got?
As long as you need.
Well, oh, actually, I'm all in.
Yeah. Tough, isn't it? Touring and throwing to hospital.
Yeah, it is.
Exhausting places for patients and visitors.
Oh, true. And I had to go down to London for the day yesterday to get some of his things.
On your own?
Yeah.
And how is James doing now?
I brought him home today.
Well, that can be just as tiring.
Yes, I'm beginning to see that.
Well, make sure you're getting plenty of rest too.
Yeah, I'll try.
It won't do him any harm for you to pretend you haven't heard him calling once in a while.
You don't know James.
No, but I know you. You're a kind and loving woman who sometimes, perhaps, gives more than she's got to the people she loves.
I'm not sure about that.
Just take care of yourself, that's all I'm saying.
Thank you, Paul. I will.
Bren, you ready?
Oh, they smell so good.
Oh, hot.
Good thing too.
Which do you want? Casserole or meatballs?
Let's see. Oh, they both look delicious. Can't make up my mind.
Okay, oh, I'll toss you for it.
All right. Heads, I get the meatballs, tails, you do.
Ready?
Yeah. Meatballs. Well done, Tom. Can't believe someone else has finally cooked them.
They definitely smell the business.
I'm so hungry.
Right. Okay, here goes.
Well?
You know, that's not half bad.
Half bad?
No, it's really tasty. Mmm, yeah. What about the meatballs?
Oh. Oh. Ugh.
Bren?
Oh, sorry. No.
What is it?
That is horrible. That's too much salt. Much too much.
Oh, no. Let me. Oh. Oh, you're right.
And you can't taste any of the spices. What's going on?
Ugh. Can't see anyone eating that on Christmas Eve.
They're all round the table in their holiday cottage.
Oh, dear. Here, you'll have to share mine.
Thanks.
Oh, Lord.
What a shame.
Well, someone's going to come into an unpleasant answer phone message in the morning.
Oh, let's finish eating first, hey?
Yeah, okay. It just shows, though, doesn't it? You can't afford to take your eye off the ball for a minute.
Ed, stop it.
What?
You know if Kira sees you scraping the marge out of the tub with your fingers, she'll do it. She copies every little thing you do.
Sorry.
Have you finished?
Yeah. She only just jumped down my throat.
I won't have you teaching her bad manners.
What's up?
Nothing.
Nothing? Come here.
I'm fine. I'm just tired.
And?
And what? Okay. Sorry, I snapped.
Something happened.
Oh, it's...
What?
Hey? I just got my hopes up the other day at Lower Loxley, that's all. I know it's stupid.
Oh, it's not stupid.
I just thought for a minute I might get some work in the orangery again. I know it wouldn't bring much in, but it'd be something, wouldn't it? It would help. And I want to help.
Well, oh, God.
I'm not asking to win the lottery. Just for a bit extra, just to get by. But it's so hard.
Oh, I do love this time of year.
Do you, Linda?
The countryside slipping into gentle slumber, the clocks going back, the evenings drawing in.
Very poetic.
Well, I'm feeling inspired. The bard, you know.
Right, yeah.
And your cows look so cosy. Or am I romancing, Tom?
Just a bit. Wait till I'm mucking them out and sloshing about in muddy fields. That's what it's about for me. So, what can I do for you?
Well, it's not you I need, Tom.
Oh.
Well, there's no need to look so relieved.
Sorry.
Actually, I was looking for Jazza.
He should be on his way up to the pigs as we speak.
I have come prepared. Wellies, you see?
Oh, yeah, well, you'll need those. So what have you got lined up for him to do?
Well, I'd like him to sing a selection of Elizabethan ballads.
Good grief.
Anyway, there were a couple of cards in the shop window and one in the phone box, you know. People looking for cleaners.
Okay.
And I've used up all my credit nearly, phoning round. It was a total waste of time.
Oh.
Oh, Em, I'm sorry.
It's not your fault.
Did you try that agency?
Yeah, but I knew that was a waste of time. They were never going to let me take Kira.
Oh, well,
And then I got Kira in a pushchair. I thought maybe I could talk to Mum, see if there was any way she could have Kira for me. Just for a few hours, a couple of times a week. Or then I could phone the agency, or even go back to Elizabeth.
So, what did your mum say? Em?
I didn't ask her in the end.
Right.
I got to the shop and she made a fuss of Kira and asked how we were and if I'd had a look for a dress for the wedding yet, and I don't know, I just couldn't. No, sweetheart, put that pen down. Put it down. Oh, Ed, I've got to go.
Okay, I'll see you.
Morning, Ed.
Oh, you're right, Linda.
Very all right, thank you, Ed.
I'm pleased to hear it.
I have just crossed Oliver and Caroline off my list.
And that's a good thing?
That's a very good thing. Oliver is going to recite one of the Bard's sonnets. Caroline hasn't yet decided what she'll do, but I'm sure she'll think of something wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. You should ask Jazza. He loves the sound of his own voice.
Oh, I have.
No, that's how he turned you down.
No, no, not exactly. But he'll only sing Elizabethan ballads for me if we can find him some bawdy ones.
Typical.
I know. I promised to have a word with my music director.
That sounds posh.
Well, it's Pip Archer to you and me. And Patrick, too, my pianist. Might be possible, somehow, to work something out.
How?
Oh, well, some sleight of hand, perhaps, vis-à-vis Elizabethan language.
Sounds complicated.
Well, it doesn't really matter what the words mean, as long as he believes what he's singing is smutty. I'll have to give it some thought.
Okay, so 4 pints of Shires, half of lager, 2 gins. What's next?
3 orange juices, an orange and mango, and an orange and soda.
Right, I line them up, you add the ice and lemon.
Done.
Big order, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an over-60s Ramblers Club from Felpersham. They're doing an 11-mile walk today.
Whew, it's not bad, is it? I think that's the kind of over-60 I'm going to be.
Oh, yeah, me too. And do you see that couple in the corner?
Oh, the old guy with the red socks.
Yeah, and the lady next to him with the tartan skirt.
What about them?
He told me it's their golden wedding anniversary next spring.
What? 50 years married?
It's amazing, isn't it?
Not if you find the right girl, I guess.
Yeah.
What is it that Beatrice says about marriage?
Oh, hang on. Something like, not unless God makes men of something other than earth.
Yeah, that's it. Because it would be rubbish to be told what to do by a clod.
Words to that effect.
Well, I've been practising for this afternoon.
Yeah, me too. Tray.
Tray sorted.
Oh.
No, I'm really looking forward to it.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you love being in Daddy's tractor, don't you, Kira, eh? You just wait until you're a big girl and Daddy teaches you how to drive it.
Look at that rain.
Oh, I know. Cows are coming in next week.
Yeah?
Yep. Yeah, it's that time again. Oh, what are you doing? You pushing buttons, are you?
I'll go back to Mum and ask her what I should have asked this morning.
You don't have to do that.
I can't think of anything else.
No.
I want to work, Ed. I should be backing you up. I should.
Look, Emma, nothing's more important than what you do. You know, when I see you with the kids, playing with them, teaching them like you do, I think to myself, well, I don't want anyone else looking after them.
Do you?
Well, maybe what you're doing now will make it better for Kira when she's grown up.
Oh, Ed.
It's me that should be doing it. No, I'll look for extra work.
But you don't have time.
Apart from milking, my job's really flexible.
No, up to a point. You've still got to get everything done when it needs doing.
Yeah, but maybe I can work round things so I have one or two afternoons free.
You'll be exhausted.
Look, I'll start asking around this afternoon. Look, just the odd couple of hours of field work, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what Dad always had to do, isn't it?
Well, You are a rare parrot, teacher.
A bird of my tongue is better than a beast of yours.
I would my horse had the speed of your tongue, and so good a continuer. But keep your way. In God's name, I have done.
You always end with a jade's trick. I know you of old.
Very good. Well done. Come down. Come down for a minute.
Okay.
That's going okay. Don't you think, Linda? I mean, we both did it without the book and everything.
It was lovely. Lovely. Now, would you like a coffee while we chat about it? I've made a flask ready.
Oh, cheers, Linda.
Grease?
Yes, please.
That's yours, Fallon.
Oh, thanks.
Help yourself to cream and sugar.
Thanks. Gosh, she's really horrible to him, though, isn't she?
It's a marvellous scene. He gets what he deserves, eh, Maurice?
Thank you. He does think he's the dog's wattest, doesn't he? Sorry, Linda.
Yes, you're right. Both of you. Beatrice especially uses her wit and her words to shield herself from genuine deep feeling.
Yeah, I get that, but...
But, I mean, if you put yourself in her shoes, it's once bitten, twice shy, isn't it?
Oh, well done, Reese. Exactly that.
But you can tell. If she didn't care so much, she'd just walk off. She wouldn't be bothered.
Yeah, of course.
They do say that the opposite of true love isn't hate at all. It's indifference.
Oh. Yeah, you're right. Indifference.
So when she thinks Benedict is just indifferent to her, well, she just gives up.
Oh, well, she gives up on one level, Reese. Assumes that there'll never be anything more between them than clever banter.
Yeah.
But the moment she thinks he's in love with her, well...
Right. Oh, well, that's cleared that up for me, thanks. I think I quite like her.
Oh, she's a joy.
What I think is, the audience must just be screaming at them by the end. You know, just get together! Everyone can see it but you!
Oh, hi there, Ed. A bit off the beaten track, aren't you?
Yeah, I just nipped over to a mate's in Penyasset.
Oh, right.
So how are you doing these days? You know, at Bridge Farm.
Oh, busy. The usual, you know.
Yeah, me too.
We've brought the cows in now, though, so that saves us a bit of time.
Oh, yeah, mine are coming in next week.
Yeah? But then again, this kind of field work with the veg soaks all that up again.
Yeah, that swings and roundabouts, doesn't it?
Yep. And Brenda and I have been busy this week on a new Christmas idea.
Oh, great.
Yeah, though I had a bit of a setback yesterday.
Oh?
Nothing too serious. Some teething problems with the ready meals.
Oh, what was that?
There was a mix-up at the kitchens we're using. They'd made a batch of meatballs with far too much salt in them. Horrible.
Oh.
I phoned them first thing and sorted it out. They had to dump the lot.
They dumped them? What, a whole batch of meatballs?
Yep.
What a waste.
You're not kidding. I was gutted.
Yeah, I would be too.
I mean, they've apologised, but I think I'm going to have to keep a close eye on them. What about you?
Oh, well, the thing is, well, next week, like I say, I'll be getting the cows in at Grange Farm and I'll have a few extra hours across the week going spare, so, well, I thought I might ask around, see if there's any work going. Okay. So is there anything going at Bridge Farm?
Oh, right.
Anything. I don't mind. Put me on the cabbages if you want. Yeah, help us pay for Christmas. You know how it is.
Ed, what can I say? We really haven't got anything at the moment.
Well, what about evenings then? You know, in your packing shed on the carrots?
There's nothing. Really sorry, mate. We're paying Pip and our relief milker as it is. That frees us up to do the rest, really.
Okay, no probs.
I could maybe give you a bell if we take on any new casuals.
Yeah, anything.
Okay. But I don't see it happening anytime soon, so if anything comes your way from anywhere else, grab it with both hands.
Okay, well, I just thought it was worth asking. Thanks anyway.